Dr. Schneider had a 1280 kg patient, James Shipp, SHIPP, on 7/24/2025. Mr. Shipp performed a 1280 kg period. Patient has a normal sinus rhythm period, QRS complex is normal, T waves normal, period paragraph compression normal, EKG. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/24/2025, Mr. Markham performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 PR. The ratio of FEF2575 over FVC was less than 0.8. It was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/8/2025, there's been no significant change. Period no paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7/24/2025, Mrs. Michael performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction. Period no paragraph compression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-T-E, Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 7/24/2025, Mrs. Grimm performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/25/2025, there's been no significant change. Period no paragraph compression, mild reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Dr. Topia. On 7/24/2025, Mr. Cavanaugh performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction or bronchial activity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/2/2025, there's been no significant change. Period no paragraph compression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial activity, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.